Uncle Josh and the Labor Union.
Well, sir, all last winter, a fella come to Pumpkin Center and said he was a walking delegate for union labor. He said everything was union now in order to be successful, and he quoted the United States as an example. Well, we held a meeting down at the schoolhouse, and we had a lot of speaking on the subject. Jim Lawson was chairman. Jim said he used to be a union man. He worked for the Union Pacific. Well, sir, we organized a lot of unions, and everybody joined except me. I thought I'd wait a spell and see how it was going to work. Mother said I joined every fool thing that come along. Well, we have more labor unions now than you can shake a stick at. Well, when it comes springtime, I had to hire a lot of help to work on the farm. I had more trouble than a Democrat at a Republican rally. I hired one fella and started him to plowing, and he plowed a furrow across the field and stopped. I asked him why he didn't turn around and plow back, and he said it was his job to turn the horse around. That was the job of the horse turning union. So I had to hire another fella to turn the horse around. Well, when it come dinner time, none of them would come to dinner. I went out and asked them why they didn't unhitch the horse and come in to dinner, and they said it wasn't their job to unhitch the horse. That was the job of the horse unhitcher's union. Well, they got to the barn, and none of them would feed them. They said that was the job of the feeder union. So I come to the conclusion, if I was going to get anything done, I'd have to do it myself. So I went out to take in some hay, what the haymaker union had left after they worked what they called 8 hours, and that walking delegate come along, told me I couldn't take in that hay, I wasn't a member of the union. Well, I asked him how long would it take to become a member of the union, and he said, 2 weeks. Well, I told him it looked like rain, and I was afraid my hay had spoiled, and I'd have to get it in. Well, after the first forkful, every darn one of them went on a strike and called me a scab and wouldn't let me work on my own farm. Well, I've got a rifle and a double-barreled shotgun and 2 bulldogs now, and they know none of them belong to the union. If that walking delegate comes around my place again, he'll be a running delegate.